Now, new, live, and local, and every weekday from 8 to 9 a.m. This is the show talking about what you want to know, what you need to know, and part of Woof Boom Radio's mission to use our voice to build our community. The all-new Delaware County Today, now on WMUN, the talk of Muncie. Here's your host, Director of News Operations and lead morning anchor, Steve Lindell.
Friday, the 26th of April, people are talking about the weather. Wow, soon. IMS guest was here yesterday. I sat in his car. That's at 8:15 this morning. Meet another candidate this morning, 8:30 a.m. Pacer people, get ready for tonight and Sunday. And book preview later this hour. I'm Steve Lindell, 806. Let's start with the weather from meteorologist for WMUN. He is, and always will be, Paul Poteet.
Big storm system is spinning back out to the west of us. We're going to start getting some occasional chances of showers and storms from it, and an overall warming trend from some more southerly breezes from it. So, a high today of 68. Today's showers will be in the mid to late afternoon hours. A low tonight of 60. The evening should be okay, but then more rain, maybe thunder after midnight. And partly to mostly cloudy, 77 for tomorrow. Scattered showers and storms around, but they'll be mainly in the morning. Fairly quiet tomorrow night, low 64, then partly sunny, 82 on Sunday. It will be a breezy weekend, and it will stay at least in the 70s through next Thursday.
I like that a lot. I'm going to have to cook some meat in the backyard. Steve Lindell for today's Delaware County Today. People are talking about wrestling. I like the word. I like wrestling, especially when it's a fundraiser for the canine of the Muncie Police Department. Nancy, my beautiful wife, and I love the canines. I mean, we love cops too, but we love the canines. They're always entertaining and they are so skilled. And there's so many ways that law enforcement needs to use them. Officer Deegan, introduce yourself, please, to our listeners again, would you?
Hi, yes. My name is Chris Deegan, and I work for the Muncie Police Department here in Delaware County.
And you are going to be the lead dog on publicity for this event. Tell us the whens and wheres and the whys, would you?
Yeah, absolutely. So the event is coming here to the Delaware County Fairgrounds on May 18th, hosted in partnership with Wild Championship Wrestling Outlaws, also known as the WCWO, and the Delaware County Championship Wrestling, also known as DCCW. And both companies kind of came together and kind of brought us this idea to host a fundraiser to try to help us raise money to purchase a new police canine for the department.
I believe we are contractually obligated to say Wild Championship Wrestling Outlaws. Did I say all the words right?
Yeah, I think so.
Okay,
I think
gotcha.
You nailed it.
It's the WCWO, and then the DCCW, as you said, coming together. This is going to be fun. Those around here that are fans of the wrestling probably know some of these names and are going to have a great time. But as you said, it's a fundraiser for a canine with the Muncie Police Department. So obviously it's a pay to get in, but a lot of fun. And tell them how to get tickets and what kind of deals and offers you got, huh?
Oh, sure. We're going to be posting some flyers on the city Facebook page and on the Muncie Police website.
Okay.
Tickets are going to be available through the companies themselves, and then the Muncie Police Department, you can access and have ability to purchase tickets through us as well.
Okay.
And all that information will be on there. And a little bit of information about just the event itself is, so on May 18th, the doors will open at 6. Bell time's actually at 7 p.m. Mm-hmm. And we expect a night full of adventure and fun. it's going to be great. We're super excited to have something like this, something new. We've never done something like this before. We've traditionally had canine fundraisers in the past.
Yeah.
We did the Dog Days of Summer last year where we had a band out, and we had a lot of fun with that. And it's just – it's always good to see the community come together for these service animals that are so very important to us.
Chief Sloan, of course, your boss, he took not a pie in the face, but he took some whipping cream in the face earlier this week for a different kind of fundraiser for Ivy Tech, I think. Any chance that he might get in the ring perhaps and, you know, take on one of these wrestling aficionados?
Ooh, I don't know. These guys are pros. I'm not sure about that, but I could certainly put the idea in his head.
All right, I think I just did because he listens from time to time. You had some other things. What is this turnbuckle sponsorship thing, a fundraiser? So how does that work? It sounds so neat.
Yeah, so, you know, we have a couple different options for sponsorships, and we can just touch on that because we have so many great community partners. We are going to have VIP tables where that'll seat six people, and the pizza and drink are going to be provided by Greek's Pizza here in town. Obviously, it's local to Muncie here, and you know, we love those guys at Greek's. They're always supportive of law enforcement efforts here in the community.
Mm-hmm.
And then we have what we call turnbuckle sponsorships. So the corner turnbuckles that you see in the rings, they can be, if you're interested in a sponsorship, it's $150. You can send us your company's name or logo or images, and we can print them onto there. And then when the match is over, we take them down, and you get to actually keep that as proof of sponsorship that you helped us out.
Did you get to keep the sweat that's on the turnbuckle if it comes to you? I mean, is that an extra charge?
I'm sure by special request we could probably make that happen.
Last thing, Officer Deegan, you've got a lot of sponsors and a lot of support. Do some thanks as we wrap up here with some of that stuff.
Absolutely. So, you know, the local police and fire unions are both already on board with supporting this program. We have just the two companies that came together to do this. We want to thank them for sure. So shout out to them for sure. Savage's Ale House has already sponsored a corner turnbuckle. Then obviously Greek's Pizzeria for getting us the food and drink for the VIP tables is huge too. So just thanks to all so far already involved, and we're hoping to see a lot more community partners get in on this.
All right, and if they want contact about sponsorship or tickets, you mentioned the tickets are sold through the two wrestling companies there, but as far as sponsorships and so forth, how's the best way to contact you or whomever?
So we're going to actually have some of the information we're going to post a new flyer today, and it'll have all the contact information on that as far as who to contact for sponsorship and event info. And if there's any questions, they can always reach out to us directly at the police department.
Excellent. Thank you for your service and everybody around you and for doing things like this, too. Let's go, canine.
Yeah, let's go.
Canine. Come on.
All right.
Thanks, sir. This is Delaware County Today. More in a moment. A presidential visit is next. Doug Bowles on WMUN.
Think identity theft won't happen to you? Think again. There's a new victim every 3 seconds in the U.S., over 15 million this year alone, and many don't even know they're victims. LifeLock alerts you to identity threats you could miss even when you monitor your credit. If your identity's stolen, a dedicated U.S.-based restoration specialist will work to fix it. No one can prevent all identity theft, but everyone can save up to 25% their first year with My Name Clay as the promo code at LifeLock.com.
Life insurance. Why are you putting it off? Can't afford it? Too much hassle? Think you don't need it? There's lots of excuses for putting off life insurance. But if you weren't there, who would pay the mortgage and other bills? With Ethos, you could be covered in 10 minutes and boom, family protected. Ethos, fast and easy online term life insurance. Up to $2 million in coverage with no medical exam. Some policies as low as $1 a day. Answer a few health questions and get your free quote at getethos.com. That's getethos.com.
Look, yo, how do you feel today? Maybe you're a little hungover again, feeling a little embarrassed about a few things? Listen, why haven't you called yet to get help? Man, aren't you tired of feeling this way? So listen, whatever your party drug of choice is, there are ways to get clean and sober, especially if it's messing with your life. Hey man, we all have choices. You can make a choice right here, right now, today, to call the number I'm about to give you and start a brand new life without drugs drugs or booze. I know it's hard to think about this, but imagine how great your life could be. And all it takes is one simple phone call. I've got a team of people standing by ready to check your insurance and let you know what it takes to get clean and sober. Okay, so get ready to save this number, because here it comes.
800-296-1013. 800-296-1013. 800-296-1013. That's 800-296-1013. Paid for by the Detox Treatment Helpline.
I need two things for my breakfast, and Silk gives me both. I need to enjoy it, because meals are meant to be enjoyed, right? And I need it to fuel my morning. Silk has flavors, varieties, and recipes so anyone can make a breakfast they love. A smoothie, cereal. There are endless possibilities. My favorite? I like smoothies. I like salted peanut butter and snickerdoodle, if you hadn't noticed. And it's a good source of vitamins A, D, and E to help power you through your day. It's plant-based breakfast perfection. Learn more about Silk products at silk.com.
And Doug. To celebrate everyone who's customized and saved hundreds on car insurance with Liberty Mutual, we got a savings siren that goes off every time someone saves. There it is! It's a really more savings, which really... Okay, a lot of savings. Little annoying now. Will you stop saving for 5 seconds?
Only pay for what you need at libertymutual.com. Savings may vary, underwritten by Liberty Mutual Insurance Company and affiliates, excludes Massachusetts.
Liberty, 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 liberty.
Want to hear more? Replays uploaded daily on WMUNMuncie.com. Now back to Delaware County Today with Steve Lindell.
Later this hour, we know more about what happened. I-69 northbound yesterday. There was one fatality in that big wreck. Kim Morris had first word across the hallway on WLBC. It was, I think it was late in the morning or early in the afternoon when they were still dealing with that. Now, yesterday we had the good fortune of visiting in the studio here at WMUN with President Doug Bowles. He was headed to Fort Wayne for an event that was last night, but we were talking to him about the spectacle that's coming forward. Doug Bowles, in charge of the IMS, is in the studio here. It is still the greatest spectacle in motor racing.
It is still the greatest spectacle in racing. We have some folks that every once in a while try and steal that brand, and we make sure to remind them that that is definitely our brand for sure. We've been doing these travel around the state things really since 2016, where we get out and just thank the Hoosiers around the state, because the Indianapolis 500 doesn't exist, but for the entire state of Indiana, so many people make that part of their annual tradition to come. After the checkered flag falls every year, I'm like, wow, 365 days to go. And then the next thing you know, it's 31 days to go. It goes really quick.
Your affinity for this sport. I talked to you lots of times, and you've done these interviews a gajillion times. But you're always excited about what you get to do, who you get to be around, and the spectacle of this particular race.
Well, I grew up a race fan, grew up an Indy 500 fan, so the idea that I actually work at the Indianapolis Motor Speedway still blows me away every day I wake up. But the Indianapolis Motor Speedway and the Indy 500 are so important to our entire state, so when you get to work there, you realize the racing is really important, but how do you get out and really get everybody excited in the state? Even if they're not race fans, I want them to say, you know what, I'm really proud of the fact that the Indy 500 is in my state. So for me to get out and tell the story, and more importantly, hear the story from fans, and let them tell me, how did they fall in love with the Speedway? What are their traditions? When do they show up? How many years have they been going? It just energizes me every day when I get a chance to do that.
Doug Bowles rolled in today, a fairly normal ride. What are you driving today as you're going to Fort Wayne?
One of the terrible things about being president of the Indianapolis Motor Speedway is occasionally you have to drive some cars that Chevrolet asks you to drive. So today I'm driving a 2024 Chevrolet Corvette Stingray. That's red. It's really a terrible thing to have to drive around the state in, but it is. That is one of the perks of the job. People do see the excited side of me, the happy side, but we are running a business, so I do have my moments, and I get home sometimes, and my wife reminds me, hey, what's out in the driveway? And I'm like, okay, you got it. Yeah, it's all good. We're ready to go.
Doug Bowles, the leader of the Indianapolis Motor Speedway, one of a whole bunch of incredible events and races. How did the Eclipse go? That was a pretty neat thing that the Indy Motor Speedway put together. Planned a little bit in advance for that.
We actually announced it on April 8th, 2018. We had no idea what we were going to do 6 years later, but we wanted to make sure that we put a stake in the ground that said, hey, we are going to do this. There's a lot of folks at the Speedway that are big NASA fans. And so we thought, this is really cool. And so, and we have a relationship with NASA before this, but we were really able to expand that relationship with NASA. We were one of their official sites. Purdue University jumped on board, and we had all these really cool activities for fans that were there, because you could have watched that eclipse in your backyard or off the side of the road in Indianapolis. So giving people a reason to come. So we had 50,000 people at the Speedway, including national television networks. Lester Holt from NBC, he broadcast his nightly news from the front stretch. So did CBS. The Weather Channel was there. It was just a neat opportunity to get people together and to have people at the Speedway just enjoying this spectacular moment. It was pretty cool.
I got to be honest with you. I was a little worried when Jim Cantore from the Weather Channel said he was coming, because he typically goes where weather is really dire and bad. You know, when he's doing a live 100%. Shot from your yard, you don't want to live in that particular spot.
And he was there for 2 days. He was there the day before and the day after. And he closed his last segment by dumping milk on him. You know, milk is our victory symbol. And I looked at him and I thought, oh my gosh, how cool is it you did that? I said, hey, did you bring a change of clothes? And he said, well, no, not really. I said, that's going to smell really bad later. So we ended up getting him a shirt and put a shirt on him. And as he put on his Is It May Yet Indy 500 shirt, the shirt, his Weather Channel, like that aqua blue leather, it was full of milk. He just threw it at me. He said, here, you can keep it. So I've got my Jim Cantore shirt. I made a mistake. I left it in my bag for like 4 days.
Oh.
And when I opened my bag up, my bag smelled and the shirt was fully stiff from the dried milk. But it was kind of cool. So we'll have a nice Jim Cantore memory. I am going to wash it. But
were you driving the car you were driving today, that day, by chance, smelly?
It was actually in the back of my Tahoe in a bag that I just throw my driving suit in, of all things. So the bag had to be aired out for sure.
Ooh, Doug Bowles is our guest. Speaking of milk, I see something sitting on the counter with signatures.
So, we decided, I mean, you do such a great job for all your listeners and for the state of Indiana and the things that you guys do for the Indianapolis Motor Speedway Radio Network. We thought you needed your own bottle of milk signed by three of our race car drivers. It looks like the Ray Hall Letterman team is the group that signed that. But we've been doing this since 2016. We pass bottles of milk out to people that are really important to the community, and you do such a great job. We decided that while we were stopping here, we should leave you with a bottle of milk.
Very kind. What's that signature right there? Who's that?
That may be Graham Rahal.
Graham.
I'm not sure.
It looks like a Graham.
But
I got a Graham Rahal story.
Yeah, I would love to hear it.
All right. Graham, and I forget who his buddy is, because all the drivers, a lot of them are buddies, right? They were driving somewhere in Indiana to get a part for something, right? Not a race car, but just a car
that
they were working on or whatever. They heard me talking on our radio station about the Indy 500 and Indianapolis Motor Speedway. And I jokingly said on the air, hey, if any of you guys are listening, you know, just give me a call. And I said the number, right? Phone rings, Graham Rahal. He was giving somebody a ride to pick up a part so they could drive back separately somewhere in Indiana. True story, Graham Rahal story.
So Graham has a company, and he works on cars and helps people fix cars, and that does not surprise me. Graham is a great guy, a great ambassador for our sport. Never won the Indianapolis 500. Obviously, his dad did. He's one of those guys that if he won the Indy 500, I think our fans would go crazy, because they know he loves the Motor Speedway and the 500 just as much as anybody.
I think I talked to you, it was many weeks ago, but you told me about this year's race. The ticket sales were brisk already then. Yeah. You're making a face like this is a good thing still tracking for this year's event?
Yeah, we are significantly up on last year. Last year was significantly up on 22. 22 was the best year we've had in the last 25, with the exception of the year we sold out in 2016. So it's possible that we could sell out our reserve seats. We'll see what happens, but it is definitely going like crazy, which I think says an awful lot about the product on the track. I think it says an awful lot about the history and tradition and those generational families and friends that come and how important that is. And I also think it's sort of a nod to the fact that Roger Penske's put $60 million in the customer experience since he bought the Speedway.
Roger Penske. Oh, there's another name. There's so many names around that place.
Absolutely.
The other part of obviously the event, aside from the race, is everything else. There's the concerts, there's the music, there's the parties, there's the fundraisers and all of that. Anything you want to touch on about race day and or leading up to race day?
No, I think in a way you just sort of defined what the Indy 500 is. It's a race, but it's really an event that happens to have a race. And there's all these other things that go in and around it that make the month of May so special and the Indy 500 so special. When Carl Fisher started it in 1909, it was just a race. And over time, it's turned into this massive event. And so many people just enjoy coming and doing all of the things around it. And they just happen to go to the race, and the race happens. And yes, we love the race, but it's all these other elements that elevate it from just a race to an event. And you talked about a lot of them, and they're all special and part of what makes it a big deal in May.
Last quick thing that I saw when I was prepping for our interview today, Florence, last week, you did something in a big group, went to Speedway, Indiana, right next to the track.
Yes.
Wow, what an event. Tell our listeners what you did there briefly.
Well, first of all, when you said Florence, I thought, oh, here's a Florence Henderson story coming.
No, different Florence.
So Florence, I had somebody reach out to me, actually a guy who was a TV reporter forever for motorsport. He's actually the voice of one of the California NBA teams, and said, hey, my friend Sandy Patty, who's a Hoosier from just around in this area, actually. So Sandy Patty, and they wanted some help with a gal who lived in the town of Speedway, who was in hospice and didn't think she had very long to live, and she knew she was probably going to miss the Indianapolis 500, and all her neighbors wanted to celebrate her. So they asked me if I'd bring the car, actually, that I'm driving today over and help her celebrate. So we did go over, and we showed up, and she was surprised, had no idea, so we pulled the pace car in. My wife drove the pace car. I actually drove a 1924 race car in, and we just had a really great time in her driveway for her, and unfortunately we lost her about a week later, but it was a really neat opportunity to celebrate a fan who'd helped make the Indy 500 so special.
Fantastic. I know you do a lot more of those kinds of things than people know. And you don't do it for attention. You do it because, as you said earlier, you're paying tribute and homage to Florence. God rest her soul.
Absolutely. In fact, I had no idea that this was – in fact, Susie Elliott, who's here with me today, who handles a lot of our media, neither one of us had any idea. I just agreed to do it.
Yeah.
Was going to show up. We were doing some other things at the Speedway that morning, so I was close.
Yep.
And I was pulling out of the driveway that morning with my wife, and my wife said, oh, my gosh, you can't go anywhere. I said, what are you talking about? And she said – one of the TV stations is saying you're going to go over to this lady's house today. So somebody had tipped off the TV. It was not us, because for us it was just a nice gesture. And when we got there, they had a bunch of TV stations, which I think for Florence made it feel even more special.
Oh,
she
yeah.
got interviewed, and people talked to her. So I think it was a really neat moment for her to just kind of celebrate with family and friends and neighbors and feel like she was special.
All right, Doug Bowles, ticket information about the race and everything else leading up to it, let them know how to get them.
IMS.com is the best way. Just go to the website. You can go there. You can always call the old landline, 317-492-8500, but IMS.com is really the best way to do it. And the best thing about our place, the ticket people you talk to, if you call, literally work at the Indianapolis Motor Speedway. We're not outsourced somewhere. They can tell you what your seat's going to be like. They can work through your problems. They can help you upgrade. So that's one of the things we try and keep that personal customer experience that literally is housed at the Speedway, not at some call center in
wherever.
Minnesota or wherever it ends up being.
Doug Bowles, our guest on WMUN. That from a yesterday conversation. Very honored to have him. Look at the pictures, by the way, of the pace car that was in front of our building yesterday. They let me actually sit in it for a photo or three. It took several people to get me out of those racing-type seats. We did not get pictures or video of that. Coming next, a congressional candidate live on WMUN.
Getting quality employees to fill positions in your company is essential, but finding those people can be a major hassle, unless you use ZipRecruiter. ZipRecruiter makes finding quality people a breeze. And right now, you can try it for free at ZipRecruiter.com/free. With ZipRecruiter, one click sends your job to hundreds of top job sites. But more than that, ZipRecruiter's advanced technology identifies the candidates with the skills you need, sends you a list of great matches to review, then actively invites them to apply for your job. And the results speak for themselves. 4 out of 5 employers who post on ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate within the first day. That's right, the first day. Now you can focus on your business and let ZipRecruiter do the work finding the best people for you. See for yourself. Experience the ease, efficiency, and power of ZipRecruiter for free. Just go to ZipRecruiter.com/free. That's ZipRecruiter.com/free. ZipRecruiter.com/free.
Save big money on your next project right now at Menards. Complete your updates with DAP Alex Plus All-Purpose Caulk. This sealant works for a variety of indoor and outdoor projects and is paint ready after just 30 minutes. This superior quality all-purpose caulk offers excellent adhesion, perfect for any job. Pick up DAP Alex Plus Caulk today and visit Menards.com to see all of our great deals going on now.
Save big money at Menards. Cash back is not available on gas in New Jersey and Wisconsin.
Billy, your gas light's on. We need to stop and fill up.
No way, Jen. Gas around here is too expensive. We can make it a little further.
Billy, listen to your big sister. You don't need to drive all over searching for the lowest gas prices. Do what I do and use Upside.
Upside?
Do you live under a rock, Billy? Upside is the hottest cash back app out there. It's free to download, and you get real cash back for every gallon of gas you buy. I use it all the time, and I've already made around $200.
You can make that kind of cash back just for buying the gas you have to buy anyway?
Yes, I'm looking at the Upside app now, and there's a gas station at the next exit offering 25 cents per gallon cash back.
Okay, I'm stopping to download Upside and fill up my tank. Download the free Upside app now to earn cash back every time you buy gas. Use promo code BLING to get an extra 25 cents per gallon on your first tank. You can cash out anytime right to your bank, to PayPal, or a gift card for Amazon and other brands. Just download the free Upside app and use promo code BLING for a 25 cents per gallon bonus on your first tank. That's code BLING for a 25 cents per gallon bonus.
Live weekdays from 8 to 9 a.m. with replays later, this is the Daily Delaware County Today with Steve Lindell.
April the 26th, the primary is getting closer. We are honored right now to be joined by one of the candidates for the 5th Congressional District seat for the Republican primary, Chuck Goodrich. Thanks very much for being with us, Mr. Goodrich. We were grateful to have you and all of the candidates appearing for our candidate forum a few weeks ago here on WMUN and Oldies 101 Radio News with the League of Women Voters for the chance to voters to learn more about you and the rest of the candidates. How are you this morning, sir?
Yeah, thank you, Steve, for having me. I'm doing great. What a beautiful sunny day here in District 5.
Yeah, you should take responsibility for that because as a state rep, I assume you get blamed for certain things, and that doesn't feel really good every day.
You know, I got to say, that 6 years as a state rep was awesome, and you're right, a few things. But, you know, the Hoosiers and the district have been extremely supportive, and I appreciate them, you know. It was a great ride, and we passed a lot of great bills.
Mr. Goodrich, what's the most surprising part about your campaign so far for this next job that you'd like to have?
Yeah, it's a great question because, you know, there are some ups and downs in a campaign, but what I've been amazed most about the campaign is we walk doors and we meet people, and over 300 events since we been running last April is the support. You know, just the prayer and the support and the people that come up and give me a hug. And, you know, just, you know, there are differences in ideas, and people have different ideas and solutions to problems. But, man, the support and the momentum of the campaign has been extremely awesome, and I'm looking forward to May 7th and seeing how this comes out.
Chuck Goodrich, at this point of your life, what's more difficult, being in charge of Gaylor Electric Incorporated or that state rep job? Which of those two is more difficult?
Well, you know, what I love about the state rep job is we have a working legislature. And, you know, a General Assembly that actually works, you know, for, you know, 8, 9, and 10 months a year. And so, you know, the state legislature is very intense, and it's quick, and the process is challenging. But that's what it's supposed to be. So I love the process. I think that, you know, again, I love the people that come to the State House, testify in the committees and those kind of things. But, you know, running a organization that has 13 offices across the country and 7 here in Indiana with over 2,300 employees, that's a challenge, but it is very rewarding. You know, as I started as an intern in 1991 and served in just about every role that Gaylor has to offer, and eventually becoming president in 14 and purchasing the company, it's an amazing American dream story. And, of course, one of the biggest reasons I'm running for Indiana 5 and U.S. Congress is to actually build up people and help provide opportunities for folks. And because I believe that's what America's about, and that's what the American dream's about.
Republican candidate Chuck Goodrich with us on WMUN. What's the single, and I ask all the candidates that I interview as a means of giving you a chance to articulate this, what's the single biggest difference between Chuck Goodrich and the rest of, in this case, the Republicans that would like to win that primary election May 7th?
Yeah, no, Steve, I appreciate that question because, again, there are a lot of folks in the race, as you know, and what differentiates me is this idea of, you know, I come from a very small town in an impoverished farming community called Roane, Indiana. What a great place to grow up and live. But, you know, that's where my parents taught me those conservative principles of loving God with all your heart, loving one another. Your word is your absolute bond and 100% truth. But most of all, and this is what most of all, I had the opportunity to live in the greatest nation ever known to the human race. And this true American dream story, the ability to build an organization from being an intern with John Gaylor, which actually comes, you know, I grew up in Muncie. John Gaylor taught me about being people first. And, you know, that's what Congress is about. We the people. And the difference is I've taken an organization through many great people that work there and teams and those kind of things, and really built an organization from a very small organization centered in this central Indiana to a company that's nationwide now. And like I said, seven offices in Indiana, from Elkhart all the way down to Sellersburg and anywhere in between. And so that process, that business process, I think differentiates me from being able, from my candidates to being able to really be effective as build momentum and bills. Just like, you know, when I carried House Bill 1001, which is number one Republican agenda bill this year in the State House, on making sure that we created career scholarship accounts so that our folks in high school could graduate with a credential and currency so that they could be prepared to actually go to the workforce or they could have stay in power in college. And so I think those very much are differentiators in between the candidates.
Chuck Goodrich, a candidate for the 5th Congressional District for the Republican primary. If you heard a tone there, I think that might have been on our end, not yours, Mr. Goodrich, so apologize for that.
No problem.
When I ask all the candidates you mentioned, there's a bunch that want the Republican nod here for this district, and I've asked each of them when I talk to them, when you started the campaign, the person that was the incumbent was not running, and then she changed her mind to run. Would you have determined at first to run if the incumbent had been running all along?
Well, you know, hypothetically, I can't really answer. You know, I spent a couple months in prayer, a month with my wife on this decision. We changed the structure of Gaylor. For me, I left the presidency, became CEO, appointed president, hired a new CFO. We did a lot of changes in our life to actually make it possible to run for Congress and make sure that we were effective during the campaign and effective when I win. I can tell you that it was a definite one of the determining factors that it was an open seat. As you know, there's a open seat, and when you're running against incumbent, it is two different races. But you know what?
Mm-hmm.
After she got in, we had the throttle down. We kept the throttle down. We're running to win the race. We're on track to win the race. And so it's a interesting question. What really disappoints me about the process with her getting back in the race is, you know, I got to tell you that was not her word. She told us many times she wasn't running. She told the public many times. And it was very disappointing that she went back. I think she misled the voters.
Congressional District Candidate Republican Primary Chuck Goodrich, our guest on WMUN. I'm Steve Lindell. You connect yourself with former President Donald Trump on several issues and positions. Here's a hypothetical. If you are elected and he is not, do you think you'd still be able to do your job effectively as a congressman for the 5th District?
Well, that's another great question, Steve. I got to tell you, I believe that President Trump will be elected, but I will answer the question. If President Trump is not elected, I do believe I'd be the most effective candidate to run to be a congressman for the people of the 5th District. And again, I just go back to the ability of my state legislature. I mean, I put my voting record up against anybody that's running in the race. I believe it was it's a huge conservative voting record. Look, we made Indiana during my time in the General Assembly. We made Indiana one of the most conservative states on right to life. In the summer of 22, we saved 1,750 babies end of last year, last quarter, by passing that bill. We made Indiana one of the most conservative states in the Second Amendment by constitutional carry. We're admired across the entire country for our budgeting and ways and means. You know, I served on Ways and Means. We built the budget, and now we admired across the country for our financial position in Indiana and we lowered taxes from 3.4 to 2.9%. And of course, we also this year passed a bill that actually secured our Indiana farmland from adversaries of the United States, like Russia and Iran. And we also gave the Attorney General the ability to go after them. So great voting record. And I do believe that we can get it done. I believe we can build momentum in Congress. Congress has to take back their power, the purse strings. They got to build a budget. We got to quit spending our grandkids and their grandkids' money. All Americans live by budget. I think we can do that if President Trump does not win, but I believe President Trump will win. And I've worked with President Trump on immigration, on business reform, on all kinds of stuff. And I do believe he'll win.
And last item here, Mr. Goodrich, time is obviously very short between now and the primary election.
Yes.
But I know you're aware of Victoria Spartz's request for a one-on-one debate with you before the primary. She clearly sees you as her number one challenger as far as we can see here. Is that going to happen, or could it be something you would consider between now and the primary?
Yeah, it's a great question. I right now, I'm focused on the people. You know, we've had six debates and forums. You were covering one of them. Mm-hmm. Media's covered them all. They've been on TV. They've been on, they're on every Facebook post candidate. I mean, we have been all across the absolute district in debates and forums. And so I'm going to focus my last 12 days, 10 days, whatever the number is now, until May 7th, I'm going to be with the people. Just like last night, we had three events last night, and they were fantastic. And, you know, she got in the race. She said she was out of the race. She got back in the race with 3 days left to go. We've been running for 14 months talking to people. We're going to focus on the people. We've had plenty of time to get our views out, and that's where I stand.
Chuck Goodrich, honor to talk to you. Thanks again for the forum that you did with our radio group and the League of Women Voters, and very much for this appearance this morning. We know you're very busy, and we wish you the best of luck, sir.
Hey, Steve, thank you very much for having me, and again, people first.
Very good. Chuck Goodrich,
thanks.
Candidate for the 5th Congressional District as the Republican primary portion of that is building towards May 7th. More to come this morning as we are being monitored now by Chicagoland and Fishers and, of course, Minnesota. Hello, Mama. It's 842 WMUN.
If you love to travel, Capital One has a rewards credit card that's perfect for you. With Venture X, earn unlimited double miles on everything you buy and turn everyday purchases into extraordinary trips. Plus, receive premium travel benefits like access to over 1,300 airport lounges where you just check in and chill out. Open up a world of possibilities with Capital One. What's in your wallet?
Terms apply. Lounge access is subject to change. See CapitalOne.com for details.
The Angie's List you know and trust is now Angie, and we're so much more than just a list. We still connect you with top local pros and show you ratings and reviews, but now we also let you compare upfront prices on hundreds of projects and book a service instantly. We can even handle the rest of your project from start to finish. So remember, Angie's List is now Angie, and we're here to get your job done right. Get started at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I, or download the app today.
Hello, my name is Stephen Brand, and I'm running to be your next full-time Republican County Commissioner. Economic development is an issue that I'm very passionate about. Right now, with the dangers of trading with China being exposed, companies are building factories in America again. I want these new jobs to be in Delaware County. By working together, our county can attract high-paying jobs. These are the kind of jobs that older citizens remember and our younger people need. Let's work together to bring high-paying jobs to Delaware County.
Paid for by the committee to elect Stephen Brand.
eBay Motors is here for the ride. Go ahead, feel your engine. Admire that perfectly installed exhaust. Your vehicle's moving along this freeway like it was made from fresh installs and a whole lot of love. With eBay Motors, you get over 122 million parts to keep it running. And with eBay Guaranteed Fit, they'll be the perfect fit every time. Plus, at these prices, well, we're burning rubber, not cash. Keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply.
You go into your shower feeling, but as soon as you reach for the Irish Spring, your day immediately gets better. That crisp, fresh, unmistakable Irish Spring scent zings your brain and awakens your senses. So when you finally emerge from the shower, 37 minutes later, because you pay the water bill so you can stay in there as long as you want, you're ready to take on the day and smell great doing it. Irish Spring Body Wash and Bar Soap. Fresh, green, Irish. Shop now at Walmart.
The stage is set. The nominations are in for WMUN's Muncie's Quest for the Best, presented by Magna. Starting this Wednesday, May 1st, is the time to cast your vote at Muncie'sQuestForTheBest.com. Do you pledge allegiance to a cherished burger joint, an esteemed auto body shop, or a sanctuary to bronze? Vote for them. Presented by Magna and 92.5 FM, 1340 AM, WMUN. Listen to Delaware County Today on Alexa. Just enable the skill. Then say, Alexa, play WMUN. Now back to Steve Lindell.
April 26th, 8:45 in the morning. I just realized something. Not only is next week, as we're sitting here, graduation day, commencement for Ball State University, it's going to be Star Wars Day. May the 4th is going to be on the same day as commencement at Ball State University. TC of Cam and TC hosting Page Turners, the broadcast book club, is going to talk about the book show for this Saturday morning. There's a bit of a tie-in. Tell me who your guest is and what's happening tomorrow.
So our guest is Preeti Chibber. She's author of multiple Marvel books, but also a children's Star Wars book called Star Wars, A Jedi You Will Be. So we wanted to start the Star Wars celebration a week early.
Sure. I totally support that.
Yeah.
Do you do a Chewbacca impersonation by chance?
I don't.
Okay. And you said the book's title again. Read that to me if you would.
Star Wars, A Jedi You Will Be.
Okay. I believe the correct pronunciation is Star Wars, A Jedi You Will Be. Or something.
It's very fitting because the cover has Luke Skywalker upside down balancing Yoda on his foot.
Oh, so, really?
Yeah.
Fantastic. And a little more about the author we'll find out tomorrow with Cam and TC.
Yep.
You're proud to have sponsor support as well?
Very proud to have Muncie Community Schools, but we're very excited to add an additional sponsor, Yorktown Public Library.
Very good. Very good. And your affinity for the reading material. Mm-hmm. It is large and important to you, isn't it?
It absolutely is.
Tell us why. Tell us why that's such an important thing to
it's
you.
It's been a big thing ever since I was a child. I loved being in the library and around books. I love just diving in and letting my imagination go wild with the book. I read the words and I visualize it as I read.
Showtime 8 to 8:30 every Saturday morning. It's Page Turners, the broadcast book club hosted by Cam and TC. Anything else you wanted to share before we wrap the segment?
So, obviously, we're starting a celebration early.
Yep.
But on May the 4th,
okay, here we go.
We will have another Star Wars author, Kevan Scott.
Ooh.
So he does, his life is in Star Wars books. So that's all he does. So,
can you do a lightsaber noise? Is that a possibility before we end?
Let's see.
That's pretty good.
Is that pretty good?
That's pretty good right there. Great to see you. Thanks for your excitement
for
radio and this place and for the show.
I love it. Thanks for having me.
It shows, no doubt about it. Cam and TC host Page Turner's The Broadcast Book Club tomorrow and every Saturday morning, 8 to 8:30. Now our local news summary, WMUN.
Officers believe Darren Davis was heading up I-69 when he hit the car near mile marker 269. This then caused the other car, driven by Michael Cavaccini, to hit a semi. Davis died at the scene. Cavaccini and the semi driver, Tondra Pace, were taken to the hospital with minor injuries. Police do not believe drugs or alcohol were involved. Sasha Nixon, Network Indiana.
An Indiana woman called 911 to complain about the low-quality meth she was sold. Found herself in trouble now.
34-year-old Sarah Harris told police the meth she used made her feel as if she was about to have a heart attack. Police then decided to visit her Bedford home for a wellness check. While there, Harris reportedly handed over a small baggie to police containing a crystal-like substance that later tested positive for meth. Harris was arrested and taken to the Lawrence County Jail, charged with possession of methamphetamine, which is a level 6 felony. Wes Woodward, Network Indiana.
Yorktown has some special visitors this week, and Chase Bruton told me about it on WMUN yesterday morning.
IMMA, which is the Indiana Municipal Managers Association, has an annual conference, and they choose a different town to visit, and Yorktown was lucky enough to be the host.
The town manager of Yorktown is the president of the group and said about 30 are in the area through today. It's final. Harrison Silcox reports on the sale of Circle Center Mall.
You may remember hearing about Hendricks Commercial Properties Group last December after they announced a deal to buy most of the Circle Center Mall in downtown Indianapolis. That purchase was made official Wednesday by the company who's responsible for the Bottle Works District and Ironworks. They plan on spending the next decade redeveloping the mall with a more open-air concept, and they also negotiated for certain tax credits and partly forgivable loans with the city and state if the project hits certain requirements. Harrison Silcox, Network Indiana.
May 4 is Ball State spring commencement, and with Stedman Graham as the keynote speaker, I asked President Mearns if he can confirm that Oprah is coming with him.
Well, I can't confirm whether Oprah will be there, but Stedman Graham will be there, and we are very excited that he's coming back to campus. You know, he's a Ball State graduate, got his master's degree here, and that helped launch him to a successful career as an author and a presenter. And he will speak to our students, our graduates, and their families about the importance of leadership.
Yesterday's interview is on WMUNMuncie.com. The 2024 Outstanding Community Partner Award is the Muncie Mission. Ball State University President Jeffrey Mearns presented April 19 as a part of Immersive Learning Showcase at the L.A. Pittenger Student Center. The annual award, administrated by the Ball State Office of Community Engagement, given to an organization that has demonstrated excellence as a collaborator and co-educator with Ball State faculty, staff, and students. With video of protests on college campuses, we wondered yesterday on WMUN's Delaware County Today if BSU had any such activity. President Mearns?
We've not experienced anything like you've been seeing on the news and reading about in the newspaper. And that's because, you know, our faculty, staff, and in particular our students, they understand their rights and their responsibilities. You know, of course, we and they, you know, we all understand the importance of freedom of expression. It's enshrined in the Constitution.
And as for the protest policy on campus?
Different spaces on campus have different expectations. So for example, our sidewalks are public spaces. So of course, people are welcome to carry signs or distribute materials. But if a group is planning to have an event or a gathering of people, then they must consult our policy on what's called expressive activity.
That is from yesterday's WMUN Delaware County Today with President Jeffrey Mearns. Switching up our run sheet, Janice Dean coming up in just a moment as our final item on our docket of stuff. Hosher is our word of the day. Gary Joseph knows very well that our Leslie Griffin has been known to hosher some sketches from time to time, very art. Artistic Leslie Griffin. The definition to shade with or show by short lines using for shading and denoting surfaces. Hosher, our word of the day. All right, final item. Not a hockey fight.
The Dean's List with Janice Dean.
A stranger in the stands at a Cleveland, Ohio hockey game who intercepted a dangerous puck makes today's Dean's List. It was at a Cleveland Monsters game where a man named Andrew Podolak saved a young boy from getting very hurt. Andrew was sitting next to Asia Davis and her 4-year-old son Nazir when, during the last few minutes of the third period, a puck flew off the ice and into the stands aimed directly at Nazir. Andrew, without hesitation, caught the puck with with incredible reflexes and bravery. Asia went on social media afterwards to thank Andrew, and the video was viewed hundreds of thousands of times. Meanwhile, the Cleveland Monsters PR team reached out to Andrew, Asia, and Azir and asked if they could come to another game together. The crowd went wild when they saw everyone walking in, greeting the players, and dropping the ceremonial puck. Andrew says he feels like God put them all together and that everything happens for a reason. Janice Dean, Fox News.
Janice missed the one key component. Did he get to keep the puck? I don't think they brought that up. Boy, I would hope so. Should get to keep that puck. That's hard enough to catch in a goalie's glove. He did it barehanded, as far as I can tell from the story there. All right, good people in our world. They're all over the place. Seek them out. Thank you very much for a big week that we've just had on Delaware County Today. We plan for another one of these to start on Monday. Plus, our regular Monday shows and features, 9 a.m. 765businessjournal.com, now hosted by Lethay Pegues. At 9:30, Dr. Joe Mashevitz, the Hall of Famer, 9:30 to 10 a.m. For Emily Guffey in the Axia Command Center and Gary Joseph behind the scenes, I am Steve Lindell. Thanking you for listening. Have a great weekend from WMUN.